We discussed the Gemara yesterday, the last part of the Mishnah says, Yeshua of Orin Yiskayim B'chosmav. So the Gemara works out Pshat in the Mishnah. This is a case of maybe get there at Yisrael. No need for Befanai. We're not worried if there'll be an Ira Baal. We'll deal with it then. But what exactly does Ira mean? That's what the Gemara says. It means, in fact, Ira Baal. It doesn't mean Ira Chad, doesn't mean Ira Trey. It has to be Ira Baal, and the Baal has the right to be Ma'arer. And when he's Ma'arer, he's Kayim B'chosmav. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah by the maybe get there at Yisrael. So the Rishonim bring in, Tosis already alludes to it, a Yerushalmi, that the halacha is also true of Yizkayim B'chosmav if it's Ira Lukuchos. What's the Pshat Ira Lukuchos? The Lukuchos have the land that's Meshubah to the Ksuba. Based on this get that's right now in the Mekuyim, but meanwhile she has the get, the Shliach is maybe get the Eretz Yisrael, and she wants to be able to collect the Ksuba. And the Lukuchos can be Ma'arer. What is the Ira? The Pasha is the Ira of Mizuyif. That's the Pasha Pshat. We have other possible Iruin that we mentioned. Mashi is Mashma also. But either way, the Ira is going to require Iskayim B'chosmav. So it comes out, we have a notion called Ira Lukuchos. We pointed out yesterday that there's a Chiddush here to say that the Lukuchos can be Ma'arer, because as the Rush says, we'll see the Rush tomorrow, Mi'as Hashem inside, but the Rush says Mefurish, what we assumed yesterday to be the case, that when there's going to be an Ira Lukuchos, it's only going to mean that their taina, and Bapashas is a taina's bari, they say the get is mizuyah, their taina would be able to work in their favor that the land would not be collected by the woman for her ksuba. In other words, it's binogeya, their specific issue at stake, which is they don't want to surrender the land that they purchased with Meshubah to the ksuba. That's where the taina is accepted to now require Yiskayim B'chosmav in order for her to collect the ksuba. But insofar as the issue of remarriage is concerned, which is not their asek, that's not their inyan, the fact that the get allows her to remarry in Eretz Yisrael would not change if there'll be an Ira Lukuchos. That would not require Yiskayim B'chosmav as far as that's concerned. That's Mefurish in the Rush, you'll see it if you haven't yet. So why is this a chiddush, therefore, that there can be an era called Ira Lukuchos? Because Umaisa, the get, by its very nature, the main halacha that the get is coming to accomplish is the heter nesuin. Harei muteres chalada. There's another halacha that results as well, that he's also, that she's entitled to get ksuva. But it could be that in order to be ma'ara on the get, you have to be ma'ara on the ikar inyan, what the get is all about. And here you have the Lukuchos only be ma'ara on one particular halacha, which happens to be relevant also. But on the main inyan of the get, they're not really bali dvarim. They're not anywhere in any special place to be able to be qualified to issue an iver. And at the end of the day, they're not making the get a suffic get, binogeya, the main inyan of heter nesuin. And nevertheless, it's still going to be a valid ira binogeya, the fact that they can taina for themselves not to give up the karka. And with this in mind, we can be miyashiv what we're going to soon see in the Ran, in the paragraph that we haven't yet read, but we'll just speak it out now, and then we'll read it inside in the total picture. The Ran is going to raise a question as follows, because we ourselves asked, when we read the Tosfos, this Yerushalmi that brings in Ira Lukuchos in Pshat in our Mishnah, does the Yerushalmi in fact mean to read that into the Mishnah? Or is it another issue that also relevant in for that same case of the Mishnah? Maybe get married Yisrael and Sarach Shiyom B'Fani Nech V'Nechtam V'im Yeshu of Oren Skayim B'Chosmav. The Gemara in Bavli learns Pshat in the Mishnah. It's talking about Ira Baal. And therefore the issue is, of course, whether she can remarry in Yeshu of Oren Skayim B'Chosmav. Comes Yerushalmi and says, by the way, there's another halacha that you should be aware of that be relevant, binogeya, collecting the ksuba, the karka of the ksuba, and that is in terms of ira lukuchos. Not that the Yerushalmi is coming to say pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's discussion is about heter nesuin. That's what the Mishnah is all about. Or should we interpret the Yerushalmi as relating to the Mishnah itself? In other words, the Mishnah is telling us the Yeshua of Orin that it could mean the Baal, and it could also mean alternatively, also including the ear of the Lukuchos. And maybe that's the word Orin, because it's not just the case of the Baal with one person, but it also can include the Lukuchos. So by the Baal, the issue of Orin relates to the Heter Nesuin. And Benogea, the Lukuchos, the ear is Benogea, the Ksuba. And that's all part of what the Mishnah means in this kind of chosid. That possibility is ruled out by the Ran in the next paragraph that you all saw, that we didn't yet read. That's the Ran who asked the following question. L'chaira, that cannot be pshat in the Mishnah, and the Yerushalmi never meant for it to be pshat in the Mishnah. It's not just that the Bavli didn't want to learn that way, the Yerushalmi didn't even mean it as pshat in the Mishnah. Why not? Maybe we'll just do that for the sake of what we're discussing anyway, but then we'll come back to the first part of the Ran. V'lo nira li ken. Right, this is all working off of the last three lines of the previous paragraph. Let me just go back with you. L'fi zeh hadi amrinan hacha b'shmaitin ir debal din ir debal. Here's again that place in the comma with the Ramban. Okay, it's a tricky thing. Hadi amrinan ir debal b'dinu. That's b'dinu of the Ramban. B'dinu davi matzil meimar ir de l'kuchos. It could have also said ir de l'kuchos. The Gemara, it could have read it into the Mishnah. What case? Imotzia get ve'enim maksuva. Why the Ramban and the Ran say that is, I think, the following. Yesterday I didn't have a klar pshat because she can collect the ksuva against the ukuchos in one of two ways: either by pulling out the ksuva, pulling out the get, and the get serves as a star to collect the ksuva. If the tainas have of the ukuchos relates to the get being mezuyif, that can only be issued as a taina if her claim is based on the get. If she's claiming, I want my ksuva because I'm divorced and here's my ksuva, so then maybe they can't come with a taina against the get. Because it only can be a taina against the get if that's the basis for her taina. That's kinira what they mean. Okay, we'll leave that aside. She has to have some kind of evidence that there was a gerushin, but she's not coming with the get to collect. She has the ksuba itself. Then the only way they can come with the time is relating to the ksuba, not to the get. So therefore, elam mishum masisim hatiri nasei him shemachin nichlo yuk milabal. V'lo nirali kein, ufi shekfar kasafti b'mishna seinu. I've already explained, shafil b'nifa shelo b'fanav. So this is that whole other issue that Tosas and Dabez relates to. That is there a taninan or a chashinan, whatever you want to call it, by a case of nifashil b'fanav? Do we supply the taina on a get, on a shtash in mekuyim on behalf of the person, the lover, the yisomim, the lukuchos? So that's a big discussion that is very much anchored in the Lashna Mishnah that sounds like she could remarry without kiyum. So should we therefore conclude from that? That anytime someone wants to collect against somebody else, a chov or whatever, with a shtash in the mekuyim, if the person is not present, you can have the person collect. We will allow the person to collect with such a shtar, because it's a lochshicha taina, let's say, the same as if we won't supply it on our own. So that's some Rishonim hold that way. Tosis and Ksuba says it's not like that. And the other way is to learn, Tosis concludes that way here, and many Rishonim, that it's not a raya. It's only specifically over here, l'gabe the Isha, that for whatever reason, Tosis is Mishamiguna, and the Ran has his own reason, that we will allow it to remarry. But as far as Mamonis is concerned, there, the halacha is that we supply the taina. Says the Ran, if I told you that earlier, V'lonir really came from Shekfar, because I have Mishnah say, no, Shafil, beneficial, but fun of Tanina Dumizuyafu. Omeyata comes around with the obvious question, Im Isa de Ir Damasnisin, Ir de Kuchosi, if you're going to work the Yerushalmi into the Lashna Mishnah and say that Yeshulab Oren means not just Ir de Baal, it means Ir de Kuchos, what's bothering the Ran? Then if that's the case, my Ir, Yabizman Shel Kuchos Oren, Afil Einan Oren, Nitin Luhu Anan, even if they don't say a word, but we should supply the Taininan for them. Because that's the point. We're talking about mammon here. And the svara that we use for the woman, the Ran svara was Eni Shemona Shabbat, we'll come back to that. That's specific to Gerishin. L'gabe Heter Nesuin, we're not going to say Tanina. But l'gabe the mammonis, so this is the ksuba money, that would be certainly allowed for Tanina. So why Yesh of Oren? Why only if they're Ma'oren? Therefore, the Ran concludes that even though the Yerushalmi says what it does, it never meant it to be the Kavanas of Mishnah. Mishamachi Mistavra, it seems more logical, says the Ran, the Chiyamina b'shmait in Ir de Baal. It's not just for the Bavli, it's not, no one disagrees with this. B'davka naktile. because there's no other way to read the Mishnah. The Lekel Meimar Irudil Kulchos Mitami de Kasivna. So that's why the Bavli is Bedafka. Not only the Bavli that way, the Efsher Sha'af Birshalmi Kisha Amru Afal Kulchos Orin. The Rabidavka Amru Kain. It didn't mean the Yushalmi to say Pshat, even though that's the Pasha Pshat to be the Yushalmi. You think it means that it's Pshat in the Mishnah? No. Ela Lomash, Afen Yecholin La'akev Shalot Titrov. Again, the point of the ear of Kuchos is only why? Like the Ran Rush says, Ugavish Shalot Titrov. That's also true. Mishum Dilo Karina Bekshitanasi La'achetidu Mashakasiv Lichim Mitamid Kasivna. That's what he said in the earlier paragraph. The Kimet She'en Yecholin La'akev in a Chinami, Anana Mitanina Lohu, a few Enon Ma'orin. But as far as the Mishnah is concerned, Masnisim Dekatayim is Man She'ish O'orin, Lekalok Midil Kuchos. So Lemaisa, the Yushalmi, according to the Ran, never meant to put it into the Mishnah, because otherwise you wouldn't need the Irur Bepoel, it would be there virtually with Tanina. We suggested perhaps an answer, that maybe we could explain to Yerushalmi like it sounds like, Yerushalmi, that it's Pshat in the Mishnah, and what about the Diuk of the Ran? So we wanted to say the following Svara, that inasmuch as the Inyan of Irudil Kuchos is very Mechudash, because in the sense that not Bali Dvarim in the total picture of what it gets about, the get fundamentally is to create a Heter Nesu'in, and that they're not Bali Dvarim. And their quibble is only on a more limited halacha that also is relevant to them, that's an outgrowth of the get, which brings Heter Nesu'in. So maybe that doesn't give them the right to come as Bali Dvarim and make a tie-in on the get, because that's not the main, they're not going to be able to create a suffix from their perspective on their tie-in on the get for what it's meant to be, the Iker. Maybe who says there's such a notion of, and the whole idea of Taninon is only predicated on the fact that they could have said it, so we supply the Tain on their behalf. So therefore, for the Mishnah to say Miesha of Orin and Min Lekuchos, it doesn't mean to make us think that there wouldn't be a Tanina. The Taninon is also true, but the Taninon is only true because there's such an idea of Yesha of Orin that the Lekuchos could, in fact, make such a lot, such a Taina, which we wouldn't have known on our own. So therefore, the Mishnah could talk in those terms, even though the practical impact will even be without the formal taina. But it's only because of such an idea of there could be Orin of the Lekuchos. So the Mishnah speaks about that as the main chiddush here, that Orin can mean the Lekuchos on the Ksuva, and Hu Adin, the Tanina on their behalf. Binogei the Baal, there's no chiddush in that regard. The Baal's taina is obviously true. So for the Baal's taina, it would be just the fact that when he's tainas, that's when he's kai b'chosmav, and if he doesn't taina, then she remarries. Im yeshel of Orin is kipshuto. Im yeshel of Orin, when, if and when he tainas, and we know he can, we can taina, but only then will there be a skayim. By the Lekuchos, it's just telling me that when they're ma'orer, there's yiskayim, and because there's a chidush that they could be ma'ar. And you know what? We could also do the same. So maybe not such a dochek to say that in fact the Rishami meant to put it into the Mishnah. Okay. This is the basic inyan of the Lekuchos, but now what we have to come back to is understand the relationship between the Reisha and the Sefer. Now, what is the halacha of Gviya Milekuchos in the Reisha of the Mishnah? The Reish of the Mishnah has a Befana. Now, notice, this is a little bit Nogea Cheshbin of Pshat. It doesn't say Yeshu of Orin in the Reish. It only says it in the Sefer. Should we interpret the Yeshu of Orin in the Sefer as including Irida Lekuchos, like we now suggested, that we can answer up for the Ran's Taina, that why do you need the ear? No, you don't need the ear, but the chiddush is that they could be ma'ara, and therefore we could also do it. But if it does include Irudu Kuchos, then the inference would therefore mean that in the Reisha doesn't say that. So in the Reisha, there is no notion of Irudu Kuchos, and it's come out in the Furish in the Mishnah that there is no Irudu Kuchos that's chal in the Reisha. In other words, she'll collect the ksuba. Again, and Tosas Dav Gimel already dealt with the diuk that we just made. Tosas concludes that the fact that it says Yeshua Vor in the Sefer, not the Reisha, means that in the Reisha there's no error that we're speaking of in the Sefer. It doesn't apply in the Reisha. Okay, so that's certainly Muchrach. But even if it's not Pshat in the Mishnah, the question has to be dealt with in its own terms. What is the halacha? The Nogeya Gviya Saksuva, as far as the Reisha is concerned. If there's Iridul Kuchos or a Taninan of that, would there be a basis to stop her from collecting Ksuva? So here we have a range of shitas. So we already saw yesterday in the Ramban discussing the issue, But the Ramban did not directly fully talk about the contrast between the Reisha and the Sefer, right? What did the Ramban say? Talked about the Reisha and didn't explain why it should be different than the Sefer. The Ramban brought in the bottom one of the Ramban is interesting. He says there's a nemanus of the Fanai, and then there's also the ability to collect not the whole Ksuba, but the Ika Ksuba, the Mana Masayim, but not the Tosefes. And that's where the Ramban brings in the variable called, the Mishnah Yevamos talks about, Medrash Ksuba. When we establish that the husband died through whatever level is sufficient for us based on the halacha of Isha Atzma, Eidachad, and we're matir her to remarry, and we say whatever we bring into why we assume this is in fact what happened, the husband died, she would know there are consequences if she would be lying and husband would come back, so therefore we give more credence to what she's saying, and therefore we're matir her to remarry. And once we do that, so Beisil and Beishamai initially disagreed, what about the Ksuba? And at the end of the day, Beisil is masking to Beishamai, even though when it comes to Yerusha, the children cannot take on the Yerusha because we got to be that, we don't assume it's correct that the husband died, we can't take it to that extent, Mammon is nit shnei edim. But Ksuba, even though it's Mammon, is going to be linked to the halacha of the heter nisuin. Why? What connects the two? Why? The Lashon of the Ksuba, and we'll see more how this works a little bit more tomorrow with the Rush, but call it a Tanai of some kind, the Lashon of the Rishonim, Tanai Ksuba. The Ksuba has certain, is a document where he is Mischayev himself to her, what he says, and in that there's Ik Ksuba, and there's also the Tosefes Ksuba, and there's the terms of the Ksuba. And the Lashon, the Nusach, the Sefer, the text of the Ksuba has the line, when you will be able to remarry, you'll be able to take what I've written to you. So that is why, says Beis Hillel at the end, to Beis Shammai, he agrees to Beis Shammai, that once we have the Heter Nisuin, because Eidachar Risha Atma, we say she can remarry, so Mimela, she can also, that's going to work, it's going to be enough to also allow her to get Ksuba, even though it won't help for Yerusha. So the Rishonim are now using the same logic over here. Once we have the Heter Nisuin that exists in the case of the Reisha with Befanai, because the Tinasi L'Acher is fulfilled, Titri Mashikosav L'Ichi, so the Tanai Ksuba now allows her to also get the Ksuba. Says the Ramban, and this could be, again, a dispute. Tosus Kinira argues a few places in Shas that he thinks that the Tanai Ksuba even works for the Tosefes, that the Inyan of Medrash Ksuba is not just for the Iker, but these Rishonim hold not that way. That the halacha medrash ksuva, wherever it applies, is specifically a tanai that he's giving her an extra schus to get the ksuva, the ikar ksuva, once she has the heter nisuin, that would be enough to also work for the ikar ksuva, not for the tosefes. The tosefes, we're back to the standard that we require all the time by mammon, which is shnei edim. So the Ramban regarding the tosefes says it falls back on which sugya, the previous sugya. He calls that shit, right? Al Atzmo is believed. Atzmo Kana, Nechasim Lo Kana. Because what do I have here? I have only a Nemanus that's going to be good enough in Ugea, what we just said, Ugabi the Heter Nisuin. And Ikur Ksuva follows that because of Medrash Ksuva. But anything beyond that that doesn't go into Medrash Ksuva is going to be beyond the pale. Atzmo Kana, Nechasim Lo Kana. Keep all this in mind. We'll get tomorrow to the Rush. We're going to see numerous differences between the Shitas here. But this is what the Ramban says. But the Ramban gives us hanging Benegea the Sefer. Because the most obvious question, and who of course poses this question, which Rishon, that I'm now there to ask. Maishna Sefer, she's also mutter to remarry. The Me'iri. We're going to come back and explain the Me'iri. Me'iri, Mamish leaves us saying, I don't get it. L'chor should be the same thing. Ad kedei kach. That the Me'iri, and you'll have to explain this, seems to end up saying that she'll never get Ksuva, not to Tosefes, not the Ikar, even in the Reish. Wow. That certainly has to become, we have to revisit, be revisited. That according to the Me'iri, even in the Reisha, where there was a Befanai, there's not going to be any basis for the Ksuva. Only the Heter Nisuin and not the Ksuva. Because otherwise, if you say it in the Reisha, on the Mana Masayim, on the basic Ksuba, then it should be the same thing. She said, I didn't marry. So now, what do we make here of the Ramban and the Ran? What's the difference? So Ramban does not address it here, but the Ran does, and let's treat, and we read it yesterday, let's try to explain it better in light of what we see. In other Rishonim, and maybe what the Ran must mean. Says the Ran, let's see again, the Russian inside. El ir de baal shabal ma'ar level post slow because in view shall me me or of his dama baal or of your safe of a kuchas over. So tit of miyada again, been a gear that. Umashma, so this the initial impression of the Ran is that Yushalmi is learning that's part of the Mishnah. He's going to be closer from this later on. Umashma lechor de Yushalmi savi de bechal ma'yu of orin de tamasis in haino ir de kuchas. Okay, that's how he's assuming at this point. Again, this he changes this at the end. That we read just now. But now, says the Ran, this is specific to the Inyan Aleil Kuch, is specific to the Sefer. And this is obviously going to be the case. If this is Pshat in the Mishnah, then you have to say this distinction, as we noted. If Orin means Lukuchos, and it only says it in the Sefer, then it's clear that in the Reisha you can't have such a thing. Miudavka b'shenises beged zesh inim akuyim v'lo armim b'fanech v'nech. Avot Mnises beget kosher shehei yitzriach shebefanav nichtav befanav nechtam nefras ksuvasa min alakuchas. The kevan dehemnua kibetre, the chachamim based in, give the shriach and nemanis like two people, latiruli nase. So once there is the nemanis kibetre, gabi het in the suin, afhi nefras ksuvasa, the misivik suva no mo tzakach kosher work. Nasi lachir, timash kosher lichi. That's in the Reisha. But because Shalom Fanet Vayinechtam, if he doesn't say the Fanai, Ein Agovim in Alukuchas. Why not? Keywords. Sha'arei Lohi Tirua Beisdin Linase. Beisdin did not permit her to remarry. Beisdin did not permit her to remarry. Ela Shem Niseis Ein Motzinos. She marries. We don't make her right now. We don't know. Maybe it's a good get, maybe it's not. We don't make her leave her husband. Elam came bow bow the ear, then we make her leave her husband. The Koka I gafna, lo karina bech nasila achir, Timashka, you can't call that when she remarries. Kimin shabalabish and yachadan la arala. Because the first lesson could still be ma'ar. Hava bachutz loaretz, inami beret Yisrael, yomit befani lach ma'inachta, she'in lochush, ach kach yiru shabal, there there's no potential for the bal to be ma'ar. Karina bech nasila achir. And that's good for why it doesn't say such a thing in the Mishnah. Behind the local tani, God may be getting the chutzgarts, miyeshalov is kaim b'chosim of shem irdu kuchas. Then the Ran goes on and goes on with the point of the after the animu in money masayim, that you get that from the medrash ksuva into sefes loch and medrash ksuva elu ikav lo to sefes. Okay, that's and the rest is what we had before. So those couple of lines in the middle are key lines. The Ran mentions a few things in trying to show you the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. The Ran is trying to tell us that the Lashon of Medrash Ksuva Lishati Nasi La'achir, and that can only make sense if you talk about the case of the Reisha where there was a heter Linase based on Bifanai. Why? Because in that case, Ira Baal doesn't work. Whereas in the Sefer, where the Baal could be Ma'areh, so that's not called that Lishatina Sila Achir. Now, the way the Ran expresses it is interesting. If the Ran would have just said, there's a difference in the following way. In the Reisha, Ira Baal doesn't work. In the Sefer, the Baal can be Ma'ar. I would just use those variables. So I could fit that in very nicely to the idea of why it's not really that, because it could be reversed. It's not we don't necessarily see this as a certainty that she's going to be justified in being able to be married. The Baal could be Ma'ara. Whereas in the Reisha, the Baal can't be Ma'ara because we have the Fanai and he's going to be Naman against the Baal. What about the case in Yevamis? The Baal could come, he could show up. The answer is, we don't believe that's going to happen. That doesn't enter our consciousness. She did her research, whatever. But the Baal Zeir is a more likely scenario. What would be then? We can see it happening. So in the Reisha, it won't matter. He can't be Ma'ara. Yeah. So therefore, that's called a heter that is definitive. That's a heter that we can feel is secure. It's not going to be tampered with, undermined, changed. We can see it as having lasting power. That is, it's nasila acher. A heter with lasting power, a heter that's you know, definitive. We don't see it changing. That's Gishnas. So it's all relating to that particular Nakuda. What could happen? Could the heter be reversed, changed? Lamaisa, that distinction is very much embedded in the Lashon HaRashba and the Tshuva. I want you to see the Lashon. If you have a chance now, we'll look at it if you didn't before. The Rashba very much says it that way. But then if you look back at the Ran, I think the Ran is saying a little bit differently. The Rashba and the Tshuva, Simon and Chelk Aleph, Aleph, Kuf, Ayin, Aleph, after it gets to 1,000, it starts counting again. So Simon Aleph, Kuf, Ayin, Aleph. So the question, the Rashba was being asked about something he wrote in his Chidushim. So he's actually, if you look in the Chidushim, you actually see what lines were being discussed in his question and answer. So the question was, the Rashba on the Mishnah, on the words of the Mishnah, but it's found in Daf Tes, has a longer riches on the Inyan that Tosis and Daf Beis discusses, which is the whole discussion of whether you can be Tohen Shalom Befanav on behalf of a person for Mamanus, right? So the Rashba goes back and forth with all the different rayas, right? That whole riches of Tosis. So Alta O the Mashika Safti Bechidushi Gitina Masnis and the maybe get Marriage Israel. Marriage Israel in Sarchum for Nel Nachta. So Diktek Nimena Rabbeinu Yitzchak. So if you look in the Chidushi Rashba, you'll see there it says the Ri. Now we know who he is, the secret. Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Okay. Which Rabbeinu Yitzchak, I don't know, but at least I know what the Rashi Tevas are, right? It's in the Rashba, in the Rashba, on Daf Tes. Once I'm at it, let me just mention something also, Kedai, because this is another diuk that I think is going to show you the contrast between the Rashba and the Ran. And why I don't think they're saying the same thing. If you have the Chiddushei Rashba on the Mishnah, on Daf Tes, because he has it like as if on Daf Tes. So, the Dibar Maschum Asnisen, maybe get married to Yisrael, Einer Tzarech Sheyom V'Fanech V'Enechta. Listen to the Lashon HaRashba, the first words, before we get to Rabbi No Yitzchak. Kilomar, umasiyin osa al pigetze, afa pishalonis kayim adayin. You see those first words in the Rashba? Do you notice something interesting? What the Ran added, and the Rashba didn't have, it's not just that the Ran added a lashon the Rashba didn't have. The Rashba's lashon is very much the opposite of what those added words of the Ran were. Which words of the Ran are going to parallel, we'll soon see what the Rashba says, the idea that here the Baal can be Ma'ari, here the Baal can be Ma'ari. But the Ran said something earlier before that. The Lashon HaRan, the keywords of the Ran were, Wigabe the Seifa, that doesn't have Medrash Ksuva, the Ran's Lashon was, that what? Anan, what does he say? Sharelohi Tirua Bezin Linase. Ela Shemni says Imotziin. And then he goes back to the issue of the Baal being Ma'arer and the Baal could be Ma'arer and Chutz Lo'zi can be Ma'arer. And that's going to be more what the Rashba is going to say. But before he got to that, he said that Beis Din was not Matir Har. We have to see what those words mean, but notice how he says it. Beis Din was not Matir Har, and it's parallel to an early Lashon of the Rashba. And the very Rashba that we're going to see, he's going to discuss the same issue in the Tshuva when he's commenting on the words of the Mishnah. Notice. Kilomar umasi and osal pigetzeh. So the Rashba is already saying that yeah we gotta get married. Abishon is kaim the lo machzakin lebe mesuyif. Hilchach lo chashin lekal umasi and osal chatchila. The Ran is very tentative. I'm not saying the Ran means that she's not going to marry lechatchila. We have to know what the Ran means. Pashtus, the Ran does not mean that she can only marry b'diyevet. But the Rashba is very clear in his in formulation that Masiyanosa, he's not using any tentative language. That's a giveaway. Then when it comes to now it comes to the issue of the Ri. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Diktek, Mitoch Mishnaseinu, it is in the Rashba and the Chidushim. The Kimish Masiyanosa Bagetzer, actually Yiskayim, Baruch Hashir Mezuyev, Shmamina, Haboli Parm, Nechsechaverish, Lobefanav, by Govet. So you have a raya that by mominess too you can collect shalom b'fanav. That was what some wanted to bring a raya. So that is, you ask the following. On that which I wrote, that was a dig of Bnei Yitzchak. And then the herachti b'davar. And that's for sure the case. Herachti b'davar. You can see. U'bechlau dvarai kasafti. And in the middle of my words I wrote the following. Quote, now if you look further in the Rashba, after a number of paragraphs, you'll find this quote, and I found it. Umasha diktik Rabbeinu Yitzchak. It's not a new paragraph, though, so you have to kind of dig. It's at the end of the paragraph, right before the paragraph, Uman de Mapik Tavra, if you have the copets that I have, okay? So in the middle of that paragraph, Yeshu Naloma, that's the quotation here. What did I say? I addressed the Raya. Umasha diktik Rabbeinu Zatzal. Okay, this is in the Chidushi Rashba. Nasnis and the Hacha ain't a raya. Now, in the Chidushi, it says two things. The Shiny Hacha, the Dilma Mishamiguna Kiruba. Who said that? Mishamiguna, that's only over here, Mishamiguna. That was what Tosa said. That he doesn't bother quoting in the Tshuva. That wasn't what was asked. But then he says, Inami. Now, here's what the person was asking. Inami, Shiny Hacha, Dilo Magvina Mine de Baal Midi, Elaf Kui Mamona. We're not really collecting from the Baal. El Afkui Mamona, just that she's leaving his Rishus. The Shema Bafkas Mamon Lomats Rechina Lego Kiyum Ishtara, Elim came by the Tainas Bari. In other words, a Taina, we're not going to do Taninan if the issue is not Nogea Hafkas Mamon. It's not Nogea being Motsi Mamon. We're not collecting from him. She's just going out of his Rishus, not collecting money. So that Lashon of the Rashba is what this show came to ask. What do you mean we're not taking something? We are taking something. What are we taking from them? What is she collecting as a result of remarrying? The ksuba. That was the show's question. And now we're going to get to that issue of the ksuba. So that's the first paragraph of the Rashba. So, Derachti bedavar ubechal dvarai kasavti mashadiktek. Now he's quoting himself. Mashadiktek Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mishnaseinu ein araya. And then he skips over the first suggestion of Yiguna. The Dilma Shani Asam Dilma Magvina Mine the Baal Midi. He's paraphrasing himself, not literally quoting, but paraphrasing. Elaf Kui Mamona, because Mamma will let Sfechina like you, Mishtari, I'm Kimbo Taisbari. That was what I said. And what did you say? You see what the Rashba said. The Alze Kasavta, and you wrote, Sabra Yisi, but I thought the Kimish Masino Sapi Gadzeh, if you're helping her remarry in the Sefer, again, the Sefer is no Befanai. Go with Ksuva, Sanami. Why would she let the Ksuva in the Sefer, seemingly? She kach kasavla, nebri Ksuva, nasi la'acher. Mechei mash minei Rishalmi, mi orer. Alma, min al kuchos in a gova, hami bein chori gova, shalom b'fanav. In other words, the kuchos stopped the collection from the karka that they bought. But what about the karka that's by him? And he's not around. So collect. So there is a Kui Mamona. That was and the distinctive B'nei Chori and Meshubadim we'll see more tomorrow in the Rush. But this is the show's question. So the question is, will she get Ksuva M'B'nei Chori? That seems to be the question. Tshuva Yafa Didakta. You're asking good. You learned my Chidushin very well. You were very careful in learning up and asking. Let me tell you what I think. Agi L'chav Masha Rosh M'Chsav Emes, Rosh HaPasuk, L'fi Dati, She'ein anu. Here's what I want you to notice in the contrast between the Ran and the Rashba. Here is the key. Okay, what the Rashba is about to tell us is that you don't have any application of Medrash Ksuva in the Sefer of the Mishnah. And why not? What's the difference? She'ein anu lemeidin misefer ksuvasa l'kol she'inasas for anyone who remarries. Ela dafta l'nises l'chalutin. Only if she's remarrying. Remarried? What's lechalutin? What? Decisively, definitively, without any possible shakiness to it, reversibility to it, lechalutin, for sure, locked in, chalutin. Ratzaloma, That nothing, no possible Eretz Yisrael could stop this from being there and continuing. Keep going. What's considered like that? Misha meis baila, v'hisha meres yavam, v'inami b'meres meis baili. In other words, cases that you know the husband died, or you can assume for sure he died. V'fisha binyan zeh ha'tanai kayim v'chalutin. The tanai is definite. Sharihi nisas, ki'ilu yadano bibir shemeis habal. It's as if we know for sure the husband died. There's no doubt. There's nothing to think about that could change that. She can't deny if he shows up. So therefore, we know she did her research, and therefore we can be 100% sure that this is not going to change, and therefore we can allow Medrash Suva to go forward. Doesn't mean Amra, means that probably the, either she, the Shliach, or the Shliach didn't say, probably should be. Ein heta nisu el chalut. Why? Sharei in bo abal v'ir osur no sami safek hashis kaimi kid b'chosmav. Because abal kami ma'are. The kol kayotze b'ze eini kori ba shetasi l'acher shrei zu in bo abal v'ir mi safek eini choli nase. And then he goes on. But for our purposes, I mean, you go on, you'll see more, but just, I want you to see the main thrust of the Rashba here is mechalek in what regard? One nekuda. Is it chalut? Is it not chalut? Meaning, what's the litmus test? What is going to tell us what's called chalut? Will Irabal come work or not? That is it. But mitzad, the heta nesuin, the Rashba didn't call that any way something short of a formal heta nesuin. To the contrary, as I showed you the lashon of Rashba in the way he phrases the Mishnah, masiyanosa lechatchila. The Ran does include the point about Irabal as part of how he presents the distinction, but that's not front and center. So for the Rashba, the answer is clear. Why is Medrash Ksuva more true in the Reisha than the Sefer? The Heter is l'shetinasi l'acher, you can take it to the bank. You know that it's not changing. There's no Irabal that's going to change that. That's tinasi l'acher. Here, l'chatchila, we let her remarry, we tell her, we can remarry, but we know that there's something waiting in that possibly could change that. The husband can be married. That is the difference. Notice how the Ran puts it. Again, in the Lashon HaRa. And I think the Ritva will be the Ikvos the Ran also. In the Reisha, look at Beitrei. Latiri Nase, she gets the ksuva, at least the ikar ksuva. Avakosho mifanech nev eno gomna kuchas derei lohi tirua beizvin li nase. Ela sheniseis emotsiin elam kin bar bal v'irer. So even before the baal's ma'ara, the Ran is saying lohi tirua li nase. The kol ki ay gadol kabir v'chitasi l'acher. Now, that kevan is included in what the Ran is saying, but is not the nekuda by itself. The nekuda that differentiates the Reish and the Sefer seems to be, do you see here in front of you a blanket heter, or do you see something short of that? Maskin? Chur, it's a different word. Obviously, that goes side by side with the fact that the Baal could be Ma'arer in the Sefer, not in the Reisha. But it's not necessarily the Sibah for itself. It's indicative of the larger picture. Here, it was a Heter Linase. That's what justifies getting at least the Ikar Ksuva. Here, there was no Heter Linase. What does that mean? So, first glance, you say, well, sounds like the Rashba is saying that she can't marry the Chatchila. Hard to imagine. Chatchila, she can't marry. But the Yevet, we won't take her. But Chatchila, she shouldn't be married. Is that what the Ran means? Ran means that Chatchila, she can't be married. If she comes with a Shaila, can't be married, they're going to tell her you can't be married. Too machodesh. Hard to imagine. The Ran meant that. We won't be Mesad the Kedushin for her. For the rabbi from the Beis Din, he won't be Mesad the Kedushin. The Ran, her doesn't mean it. Then there's the other Ran earlier. I think we can pair the two together. Going back to the other issue of whether we can extrapolate from our Mishnah that you can always collect from somebody mamonis with a shtash in the mekuyim, or do we say no, only in the case of heter nisuin can she be married with a shtash in the mekuyim, but when it comes to mamonis we say taninan and we don't let them collect. So the Tosis distinguishes based on what svara that'll be as mishamiguna. What does the Ran say? Why don't have a raya from the Mishnah? Go back to the earlier Ran. So this is that issue. Do we have a raya from the Mishnah? Ein elu rayas. Dimimasnisen lekel migma. Now he's talking about that issue. Can you prove from the Mishnah that we don't say tanina by mamon? He says no. Lufisha ein ishazu mamono shel bal. Ela bishus atma yilehi nase. Va'anan lo man inan la. The ode, now what's this the ode doing? Mitoch chomesh echmarta lebesofa hekalta lebetchilasa b'nei menes kin mashir yimina loma meiz bayli. Adkan. Now, if you take the ode as its own idea, it sounds like the ode is saying a new point. What's this the ode? That we have a vaday, we know for sure that she's divorced because she's going to have a hard time if it turns out that the husband really didn't divorce her. Just as we have a similar nemanis that we extend to the woman when she says meis bayli, that means it's a vaday. But is that really true? Is it really a vaday in the same way that it is by meis bayli? Then it's totally against what the Ran says over here, that we can't really say, what do you mean? It should be no different than a vaday in any situation. We know that the husband died. I don't think the Ran meant in the va'od a new independent reason, because then it totally goes against what he says later. The Ran means it as a sniff in what he said before. What does Imran mean when he says initially, "Ana isha mamono shel bal el b'shus af mehili inasei"? Kiyadua, the Brisker Rav has his whole other pshat. The Brisker Rav learned, at least in the initial words of the Ran, that the whole Inyan is not about mamonis, the Baal is not really about davar, therefore you can't talk about taninan on this issue because it's not about his mamon. How did we learn it? If you remember way, way, way back, how did we learn the Ran? The point of her heter nisuin is not something that you need to create through the Psak Beis Din. It's a natural consequence of the get that she received. If it's a good get, memela, she's mutar inase. We don't have to do anything to create that heter. The heter is already built in to the get that we can assume most likely is a kosher get. Could it be it's not a kosher get? Could it be that it's gefen mekuyim? Could it be? Yeah. But if what's at stake is that we don't have to actually proactively create the heter is memela built in. We don't have to paskin on it, so to speak, to say, well, taking the money out and giving it from Reuven to Shimon. We just have to, the heter is already memela. If it's a get, it's a get. Most likely it's a get. So therefore, even a get that has a possible suffix on it, but most likely it's okay, we'll let it go. Not because we're not letting her chatchila remarry. That's a different issue. It's because the heter is a davar de memela. She's brishus atmalina. See, she doesn't need to be taking herself and owning. We don't have to give her to herself. The heter nesuin is memela, a result of her becoming free because of the get. L'mashal, I'll prove to you that the Ran means something like this. Because what the Ran is saying over here is not just true by Ger Isha. What else does it have to be true about equally that we all know about from the next Mishnah, but we've already seen it? What has the same halachas, a maybe get, lefanai, get, shichver? And what are you going to tell me, Rabbo say? Ein ha'eved mamona shaladam? Of course he is. Ha maybe get shichver be'eret Yisrael? What's the halacha? And what can they ever do? He could be free. He can do anything he can do. He can marry a bas chorin. What happened to Tanina? So for Tosus, we have the answer. Tosus applies by Yerisha. Tosus is going to say in the next, on our Amud, that Igun is also shaykh by Shechra as well. He can't marry Bas Yisrael. But what's the Ran going to do with get Shechra? He is Mamona Shalada. But the way we're saying it, it's not a problem, because it's the same Vort. Once the get Shechra was given to the Eved, if in fact it is a kosher get shechra, which we assume probably it is, he doesn't need to be kona himself through Beis Din. It's a natural consequence of receiving the get. So if Beis Din's involvement is not to have to create the heter, it's just a natural consequence of what happened, which as far as we can see, it's most likely okay, that's where Beis Din says, l'chatchila, go ahead. It's not that Beis Din says, l'chatchila, not to do it. It's that our role is more of a passive role. Doesn't mean we're not Mesadik Kedushin. Doesn't mean we won't allow her to remarry and tell her you can go remarry. Mazel tov, we can say that. But Lamaisa, the actions of Beis Din are not the same as when you have to be paskening that I'm awarding the money to you for moving to Shimon. Here, it's not that. It's just, Memela, if there was a get, then the shechur is, he's free, and she's free to remarry. So therefore, we're not going to say Tanina, or Hashina. In other words, because it's just, our role is anyway passive. When we have to do something, then we say, wait a second, we're not doing it. It could be it's not a good shtar, not a good get. Wait, we need kiyum. But if what we're doing is just standing back and letting things naturally take their course, and if it's most likely a star, valid star, memela, she can remarry. She's b'shus afma l'inase. She doesn't need us to officially say harei al muteres. The get did it for her. Bosa, you get the vort. The get did it. Not just by isha, by shechra too. So if the get shechra accomplished it, that's why in a case of a get, which is most likely okay and maybe not, so if all we're basically doing is we're not being monea, we're not standing in the way, so we're letting it go. That's what it means by the Ran. And then the Ran just adds, and more likely than not, it's a kosher get because she does her research. Not that it's a vada, but it's just another reason why ananla maninanla. We don't have to stop her. We don't have to step in. And if that's, I believe, what the Ran means over here with Medrash Ksuba. The Ran does not mean just what the Rashba is saying. It's not cholot, because it could be reversed. The Ran means that we're not really stepping in a form way to grant her. It's just that basically, since it happens memela, so we're letting that happen. We're also ketela chatchila, she can be married. But that's not the same, that's not called hitiru alinas. Masha enken, when you have the edus of the fanai, there you have more of a certainty. There's a certainty, he's certifying the shtar. That's Lishatinasi La'achid. And that's why we know that no ear possible and everything else. If you look in the Lashna Ritva, I think we see a little bit more of this type of Lashon. Not like the Rashba and the Tshuva has it, but more along the lines of what we're reading in the Ran. Let's take a look. The Lashna Ritva. So I gave you from Hadam B'Yushalmi, but a few lines before that is where he parallels the Ran. He says, we're not going to make a fuss. We're not going to be motzi mamon bebeisdin, but she's just going on to be marrying. Memela, she can remarry. What is the pshat in the Me'iri? That we'll have to discuss, and we have to discuss the Rush. The Me'iri is very interesting. The Me'iri seems to challenge the whole distinction. The Me'iri says that if it's true that the Manah Masayim she can collect in the Reisha, then so what's the conclusion of the Me'iri? That she shouldn't even get the ksuva in the Reisha either. And that's very mechudish. What happened to Mezhik Silva? Ma bein b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam to the case of Meiz Baila. Why should it not be enough to let it get Mezhik Silva? Think about the Meiri. And then the Rush has a lot of interesting things. That the Rush may even come out the chidush that she could even get the Tosefes as well. We'll have to explain what that's about. That will be for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Aaron. Because he says also about the Babi Ma'arim. Could be the you have to know, does he mean a second reason independent? Does he mean to just put that into the first part? That's, maybe he means two things. Yes, Uri. That a mincha, yeah, okay, yeah.
Is it
connected
to that
mail,
or is it
a mail? If she can be married mail, but that's not enough. Nasi la'acha can't just be based on a mail. It has to be more certain, more definitive. Yeah, okay.